Okay, so if we have balanced job complexes, what is going to happen to this person who could literally, it's ridiculous, nobody could do this, but a person who could literally do surgery all 40 hours of the work week? Yeah, but let's assume that they can do it and they can do it well. What happens if we switch to balanced job complexes? I'm not getting it. Somebody? Oh, it's much worse than that, right? I don't know. Doing surgery 40 hours, you'd probably die. So you probably would get a lot of pay for that. But the real thing is they won't be allowed to do that. Why won't they be allowed to do that? Yeah? Because it's not a balanced job complex. It doesn't exist. Just like in our society, it isn't as if every day you have to decide whether or not you want to own a slave in Australia. Right? You don't decide, today I don't want to own a slave. You live in a society in which owning slaves doesn't exist as an option. You don't even consider it, right? It's not there. It's not a role that exists. In a participatory economy, this thing doesn't exist, being a surgeon all day long, because there are only balanced job complexes. So we can't have, this guy who would, or this gal who would do 40 hours of surgery a week, perfectly, wonderful stuff, in a participatory economy is going to be doing some surgery and some bedpans or whatever, right? They're going to be doing some combination of tasks that's a balanced job complex. So the problem that you raise is, what's the problem? The problem might be, we have to assess it, that we've trained this person to be a surgeon. And we could have gotten all those hours, and we're taking less hours, right? We're not using all the surgery. But what's the other effect that we've had? Is there any offsetting effect? Well, are we going to do that? Are we going to have untrained people doing surgery? Well, let me just ask you a question. Do you think I want to live in an economy, right, where the surgeon has no surgery training? If so, I guess I don't. Nobody in their right mind does, right? So that can't be it. So, but what is the change? Training more surgeons. Who's becoming a surgeon? So now we get to the nitty-gritty here. If you think that in the capitalist society we have a meritocracy, right? And the reason why some people are doing the work that is fulfilling and that is empowering is because they have large brains or swift hands or whatever it is, right? And that's why they're doing that. And the reason why 80% of the population is doing deadening, demoralizing, boring, and rote work is because they're morons. Right? Then we have a problem switching to participatory economy. Because when we reduce the amount of surgery that the surgeon is doing, there's no place to get any more good surgery. Right? All we can get is, even if we train them, crappy surgery that'll kill us all. But if you think that societies are racist, sexist, and classist, and if you think that rather than a meritocracy, that school, right, teaches us to endure boredom and to take orders rather than creating our best selves, and that what society is doing is it is dumbing down the population because it has 80% must obey orders and endure boredom. And so it is not fulfilling our capacities, but it's crushing our capacities, right? If you honestly think that, you know, that women have less role because they are incapable, right, as compared to because structures prevent it, or blacks, or Latinos, or Aborigines in Australia, or workers, right, then you don't like this system. But if you think that people have the capacity, am I saying that everybody has the capacity to be a surgeon? Of course not. Not everybody can be a surgeon, nor can everybody be Mozart. Right? The issue is, can everybody do a balanced job complex? Can everybody do some subset of tasks that are empowering, some subset of tasks that are more fulfilling, and some that are more rote? Can everybody do that? Can everybody have a balanced job complex? And are there enough people among the 80% so when we educate them to become the fullest capable human beings they can be, it will replace the work that we lost by telling the person who was previously educated to be a surgeon that in addition to doing surgery, they have to do some other stuff, and they can do less surgery? Now, my answer is that output is going to go way up. But I don't want to deny that if output would go down, I wouldn't give a shit. Because you notice when I listed the values, I didn't say value number three, I want the biggest pile of stuff imaginable. I didn't say that. Output per se is not my value. My value is human well-being and development, fulfillment. Output contributes to that. I don't want to denigrate output. Output's good. More stuff is good if it's good stuff, right? Right. More, cancer sticks isn't so good. But more good stuff is good.